Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
County Wicklow, I believe, is the most expensive county to get married in Ireland. The average cost of a wedding there is 22,000. That means that some weddings cost a lot less and some cost an awful lot more. On the flip side, County Louth is the least expensive. 19,820. Still not much of a bloody difference, is there? Some weddings cost more, some cost less. So some will spend 15 grand, some will spend 50 grand on a wedding. The cost of an Irish wedding has increased 2.6% between 2017 and 2018. That's quite a rise, isn't it, actually, in 1 year? It's still rising. Did you know that the average cost per head ranges from 51 to 60 euro per head? The average number of guests is 101 to 150 people. And the cost of the meal, as I mentioned, 51 to 60 euro. 15% of couples in Ireland choose to get married in September, the most popular month. But actually, June is the most expensive month. Which supply and demand is obviously not being taken into consideration there. If I was a hotel, I'd be charging more for September, but whatever. Now, if you're on a tight budget, value can be found in January, outside of the New Year celebrations. So if you want to get married in January, it's the cheapest month to get married in. For brides, the most important aspect of the day is guess what? Guess what is the most... Aisling, have a little stab at this one.
Right, go on.
The most important aspect of the day for the bride is what?
I'm going to say her dress and her makeup and her hair.
Guess what she looks like. Guess what the most important aspect of the day for the groom is?
Getting pissed.
That's probably one of them. The end of the day.
Really, when it's all done, everyone goes home.
Yeah, he just wants it to be over. He's
he
no interest.
To get up to the bedroom.
He's no interest. He just wants it to be over. He's not been looking forward to this day at all because he knows.
I always wonder if people get married, like, do they actually enjoy their day? Because it seems like it's so much stress leading up to the wedding, making sure everybody had a good time. And like, do they actually get to enjoy it?
I don't think they do. I think the groom is a bit pissed off because the bride is so stressed out, mm-hmm. and he just wants to get through the day without a row.
Yeah.
Right? She's stressed out in case the flowers are not right. Yeah. The bridesmaids don't look well. There's always a bit of a bitching goes on between the bridesmaids.
Yeah, right? She's the bridezilla.
Yeah. And the last thing she wants is a bride to announce she's pregnant on the day or she's getting
and
engaged.
Upstage her.
Yeah. So there's murder going on. Will the car arrive in time? Is everything going to be okay? Will there be a row between the parents and the in-laws?
Will it rain? Will the photo be okay?
Will the DJ be shite? Will the band be awful? Will people dance? There's so many bloody worries. Yeah. It's just probably not worth it.
Will the parents get too drunk to say any speeches at the wedding?
So for this stress, right? Now, I know it's a lovely occasion because, of course, you're telling somebody you're going to stay with them for the rest of their life.
Of course.
But for the stress of it all, you're paying anywhere between probably 15 and 50 grand.
Insane.
And you could, for most young couples, you could put that sort of towards a deposit for a house.
100%. That's exactly what I was saying to you. I was like, if I was in that position, I would be I'd much rather have my deposit for a house, have my house, and then run away somewhere, have a great holiday, and maybe get married alongside just the two of us.
The average Irish bride will spend, on average, 1,570 on a dress, but some could spend up to 10 grand, some as little as 400.
400 on a wedding dress?
But now 10 grand on a wedding dress?
Yeah, that's a bit much now. That's a bit excessive.
What, 400? What, Lidl, Aldi, or Jabba's? Is it? Can you get a wedding dress in Lidl or Aldi? I don't know.
No, not yet.
All right. And for the average Irish couple, our average Irish bride, she would have three bridesmaids in the bridal party. The bridal party. Three bridesmaids.
Maybe I've seen people with like five, six bridesmaids.
Right, okay. One in 10 Irish couples will have the reception in a castle, unlike a decade ago. And one in four couples in Ireland do not get married in a church. So only three will get married in a church. One will have a humanist ceremony probably
in the
castle.
Yeah, and I think like the last three or four weddings I've been to in the last 4 years have all been humanist weddings.
But is it worth it, Aisling?
Ah, yeah.
See what I mean? She's a woman.
Woman wants her special day in the white dress.
So do you think every girl still dreams, or is this very, very stereotypical and sexist of me, of being the princess on the day?
I'd love to turn around and tell you you're being totally stereotypical, sexist, boiling. But I have to agree with you. I think so, yeah.
All right, okay. Do you still want it?
Yeah, I'd love to get married in a castle. No, that's like fantasy land. Like I said to you before, I would much rather put credence on, you know, getting a house and then finding that someone and just eloping somewhere and getting married. Because like I said to you before, I think the pressure of a wedding day would be so much stress. And for all that money.
I was DJing when I was a young DJ. I did a lot of weddings at the start. And I could tell you some stories about the weddings, about people not dancing, people fighting. But the most tragic one I ever had, and I'll never forget it as long as I live. So the bride and groom arrived, the party arrived. It was a wonderful day. It seemed like a nice ceremony. I don't know, because I wouldn't have been at the ceremony. I would have been there just setting up my gear and what have you, right? The speeches were grand. Everything was fine. So 7 o'clock kicked in, you know, and she came in to me and she gave me a list of songs that she wanted played and, okay. and the song that she had told me what song she wanted for the
first dance.
Yeah, for the first dance. So the first dance was with her and her partner. Okay, that was grand. Everything went fine. I can't remember. I think it was Rod Stewart, Have I Told You Lately That I Love You.
Right, okay.
Which is kind of a very common song for the first dance.
Kind of cliche, but anyway.
And then she called her father up to have a dance with her father.
Oh, God, okay.
And I thought, this is odd. And it was really sweet and lovely. And, you know, halfway through the dance, her father had a heart attack.
Oh, so I knew. I had a feeling you were going to say
and
that.
And died. He was dead, I reckon, before he hit the ground.
So he dropped dead right there. Wow.
There and then, that was the end of the wedding, obviously. I was hardly going to continue on playing music or whatever. That would have been bizarre. But that was the end of the wedding. Everybody had to go home. And I'd say that's it. Probably, I don't know. I hope she is listening today. My condolences. It was a long time ago now. It was about 30 years ago. But I think that was probably one of the most tragic events that I've ever DJed at.
Yeah, I can imagine. Wow.
And you just don't know what to say. It was the most surreal thing. The music stopped. You know,
especially
the ambulance arrived.
That's supposed to be so lovely and so magical and amazing to, like, a total 360, something that no one had ever imagined to happen.
Everybody thought initially that he was drunk.
Or he was joking, probably.
Yeah, and she kind of tried to grab him as he was falling to the ground. And he kind of rolled around the ground a bit and was holding onto his chest.
That's heartbreaking.
And then he was just out cold. And then a lot of people were around and somebody came over to me and said, he's dead.
Wow,
said,
that is heartbreaking.
Yeah. Oh, and I say something to her. And she was a beautiful young girl and they were a lovely couple and everything else, but I'm sure that marred their wedding day. Maybe they had another wedding later on, I don't know. Okay, but sorry to be so morbid about the whole thing. The question I wanted to ask you was, is it worth it? Is the day worth it? Not being married. You know, a lot of people say being married is worth it, of course, you know, if their marriage lasts, obviously. But is the day worth it? Is it worth it to spend that much money? If I said to you, I could give you the most amazing holiday, but just for one day, give me 30 grand. You'd say, that was a stupid holiday. I'll give you 30 grand for one day's holiday and one day's excitement. But that's essentially what we do when we get married. It's one day. You can get married without spending the money. You can walk into a registry office. It costs you 50 quid. You don't have to go to all that trouble. But it's a big day. It's a traditional thing in the world and most religions. People do this thing called matrimony. And I want to ask you, is it worth it? Bernie, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Bernie?
Hi, Niall. How are you? God, it was an awful story yesterday.
I know.
It was horrendous.
In my years of DJing, I've seen three people die.
Oh, Jesus. What kind of music were you playing?
I remember in a nightclub. I think I told this over a nightclub. I had a girl at a hen's party over from Wales. She died of a brain hemorrhage on the spot.
Oh, Lord.
And I seen another person tumbling over a balcony and breaking their neck in a nightclub
God.
I worked in. So
that was hard.
Yeah.
Awful experiences. God almighty.
Yeah, I've seen some weird events. I had a guy one night peed on me speakers. That was he did. He came over, right? And he stood there, pissed out of his head, and I had like a mobile DJ thing set up. And next minute I see him, and he's undoing his fly, takes his you-know-what out, and just proceeds to pee on the speaker. And I stopped the music, and I said, could somebody show this man where the toilet is?
Oh, my God, almighty. No, I can't tell you any other stories. I probably have some horrible stories to tell you, but I won't.
And another guy came up when I didn't like the music. He said, your music is shy. And he poured a pint of beer over the decks.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know that was the end of that night. So.
Jesus Christ. Where did you play?
Yes.
What? Where were you playing music? Was it in Dublin?
That was when I started out. Right? I was kind of doing the circuit of, you know, the mobile discos. Oh, the 20. Yeah. Do you remember when 21sts were really popular? They're not as popular anymore.
No, you dread it now. I mean,
yeah. Thankfully, I moved away from that to working in nightclubs, which was much more stable, to be honest with you. But Bernie, getting back to the weddings, is it worth it?
Personally, no. I mean, I got married in Rome because there were so many in my family, and I thought it was going to be mad price. So I got the whole deal for about 2 grand, 3 grand, but that was back in the 80s.
Right. And who went to Rome with you? Just you, your hubby, and who else?
And I brought his mother, and my sister flew in from London with four of us.
Right, okay.
So that really was, and I got the dress made for 25 quid at the time. So, and you know,
gee, but you really went all out there, didn't you?
I was cheap and cheerful. My daughter got married, and she had it in a hotel, and it was a humanist ceremony, and I'm sure that was expensive. You know, and at the end of the day, like, they're saving advocacy for a house. They've, you know, it's, I just don't know if it's worth it. I have a son getting married next year, and like, it's all about the wedding, and you know, the dress and the honeymoon and saving this and deposit there and deposit from you, and it's too much. It's not right. I don't think it's a waste of money. That's my personal thing. I'd rather see him buying a house. He won't be buying one of them forever. He'll probably, you know, be living in a tent when the wedding's over.
But isn't that sad that he's going to spend all this money, probably 30 grand, on a wedding, and that 30 grand could go in a deposit for a really nice house?
Yeah, and you know, you try and talk him around. Like, I heard of a lovely wedding where a couple were on holiday in Ireland from another country, and they saw a nice church in where they were, you know, in Galway, where they wanted to. They just pulled up at it and they thought it was lovely. And they went up and asked the person in the church, was there any chance they could be married? And they looked at them and went, well, I don't know, never been asked before. But anyway, thought they were a lovely couple, pulled out all the paperwork and married them. And they pulled their suit and their dress, little dress, out of a haversack, and they got married.
And
they never
told
anyone. And it was lovely. And they had an old-fashioned, you know, those French cars, from the old Citroën.
The Citroën Diane, yeah.
Yeah, they were driving one of them, and they were driving around with that, and they just pulled in at this nice church. It was a church, I think it was a Church of Ireland at the time, and they just, the rector was there, and he said, yes.
Isn't that lovely? Stress-free and something they'll remember for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, and they were happy, and they went on with their holiday. And it was just, they chanced their arm, and they didn't know how to go about it, and they just met somebody really nice who helped them and said, yeah, I'll do it for you, no problem. And they're still married, and they have three children, and they're back in France, and they come over, and they... I thought it was a lovely story, and I didn't know the couple personally, but I thought, isn't that more human? Isn't that more natural? When you're ready yourself, if the husband, you're getting married to the person, it's not you're marrying, it's such a waste of money.
Like, and the amount of arguments that happen then, particularly with younger couples, I think when people get married the second time, they tend to kind of go away and do it, and they kind of know themselves a bit better. But I think with younger couples, you've got mom and dad involved, inviting their brothers and sisters and cousins and aunties and uncles.
Oh, yeah.
And you're going, who's this Uncle Bernie? I've never seen him before in my life. Or Auntie Margaret or whatever it is. Sorry, Bernie. I changed your gender. No, well, it is a unisex name. I've never seen the man before in my life. I don't know him. I'll never see him again. And you want to invite him to my wedding?
Yeah, no, it's ridiculous. And then you have rows at weddings of people who haven't seen each other for a reason, because they don't get on. And then they all meet up, and then there's drink taken, and the meal might be horrible, and somebody's complaining about where they're sitting. Oh, I just think it's a waste.
I don't want to sit near him. Oh, you can't put Paddy beside Seamus. They'll have a row. You have to put them at a separate table.
Well, is there a special needs table? You know, for special dietary needs, like I'm a celiac now, or I'm a diabetic. It's too much. It's a day for a person who wants to marry the person they love. Why have they to think of everything else on top of that and everybody else? Just do it for yourself. And maybe your friend or your closest sister or brother, and just go off and do the thing quietly, wherever you want to do it, and have a witness, and that's it. It doesn't have to be anything fancy.
But see, the problem is that most women, most young girls particularly, they've dreamt of this day all their lives. And, you know, that it's this kind of fairy tale wedding that they've dreamt of. You know, the horses and carriages and the dress and the running up the altar and, you know, the taking the veil off their face. There's a whole thing that they see in their head, and they've wanted that all their lives. And it doesn't care. It doesn't matter how much it costs and how stressful the day is, because for most brides, it's an extremely stressful day.
Oh, yeah,
Sorry, Bernie, I'm losing you there. Go ahead, say it again.
They what they do is they all have honed in on this. It's like a prince, you know, that Walt Disney and all these fairy princesses, and some of them will actually live with happily. They want to happily ever after. They think by having this big day that this is going to prove that they are happy ever after. But they don't have the reality of what actually comes around as soon as the wedding's over.
Yeah, some of the best weddings have been the most disastrous marriages I've known.
Yeah, and God love them. They think that this day is going to prove how much they love each other. And the first problem is, you know, the first month's rent on the rent on the accommodation, or it's, you know, coming back from their honeymoon where they had an idyllic time and whatever, and there's no money, there's no phone bill paid, there's no parents because you're now on your own. Like, this, the wake-up call is awful, and a lot of marriages don't survive the first year.
We'll stay there because Seamus, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Seamus?
How are you doing, Noel?
Good, Seamus. You believe absolutely not worth it, no?
Not worth it, no. I mean, when I think of it, I just think back to that episode of Friends with Monica and Chandler and the little tiff they had back in the day for any fans of Friends out there.
Yeah.
Whereby he was saving up all this money, I think, to put a deposit down on their own place as a priority. And she wanted to spend it on the wedding. Now, they did compromise in the end, you know?
Yeah.
For the fans out there. But probably the best way to do it is like Mel Gibson in that movie, Braveheart. Whisk her off in the middle of the night somewhere. Take the clergyman with you and get the job done and then go off. And, you know, it's real, like.
Yeah.
But I think this...
Gretna Green.
There's a lot of couples out there who... I remember back to the early noughties and the mid-noughties, through the boom time spent the 30, 40 grand. You know, they took them as mortgage add-ons.
Well, 30 grand is not a big deal. You know, I'm looking at the research from last year. Yeah. The average wedding in Ireland last year was 22,000. Now, that means that a lot of people spent a little bit less, but a lot of people spent a lot more.
They did. I think it's absolutely crazy. I mean, that money could put to better use at the end of the day. Like, and it does cause arguments, like, down the road, you know, all for one day.
Like, you won't get a wedding in Wicklow for less than probably 22,000. That's the most expensive place. You won't get it. And the cheapest place is County Louth. I wonder why. 19 grand.
18,000 for his wedding in Mayo.
Sorry, say that again. Mayo, how much did he pay?
I think he said it's coming in at 18,000.
Right, okay. That was a cheap wedding, by the way.
Yeah, and like that's considered cheap. And she's bought her dress, online. And I mean, I don't know if there's no honeymoon in that. And, you know, I mean,
by the way, that price doesn't include the honeymoon. And that's a basic wedding, by the way. If you want extra bits like horses and carriages and all that other stuff, that's all extra.
If you went to the multiples of 10,000, you're in trouble, you know.
By the way, Seamus, are you married?
I was, and not now, but I'm in the new...
Do you remember your wedding day?
I do remember very well. Now, we didn't go all out just like that, in all fairness. But I know plenty of people who did, and the arguments that took place thereafter were incredible. But you could see the breakdown, the cracks in the surface were there. I think, to be honest with you, if they're legit, like a relative of mine years ago ran off to Hawaii with his now wife. It was somewhere they holidayed before. They loved the place. They did it in secret. Let the family know, a few members of the family know beforehand. They ran off. They did it. They had the greatest time ever, and it was cheap, and it was what they wanted.
On a beach in Hawaii.
They literally did it.
Sounds beautiful,
Hawaii. Yeah, that's the world. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, the expense to get yourself and your partner to a beach in Hawaii and have even a 2-week breakaway while you do the job is a lot less than what you pay for a wedding in Ireland.
Oh, by the way, Stu in Galway says being invited to a wedding is not that much fun either. It's like a summons coming through the post.
Exactly.
It is,
but it's even being the mother of the groom is a terrifying experience. I mean, what's the news? You can't say I can't go on the day. You have to go regardless. And I dread it.
I mean, when you get the invitation, you know, you're looking at... Nowadays, for you and the missus to go to a wedding, usually outside, like, for example, I live in Dublin, but the majority of weddings of people who live in Dublin don't happen in Dublin. So you're looking at an overnight stay. So if you get a wedding invitation at the post, you're looking at 500 quid.
Well, my son is coming from New Zealand with his family, and that's going to cost a good 10 grand.
Yeah, 500 quid just to get invited, because you have to give them a prezi, which is probably 100 to 150, and then you have to pay for your overnight and your drinks and all the rest. So you're looking at 500 for the 2 years.
So now you can put that money to better use. I mean, you can find yourself... pumping that money into your new home as you take the first year of your relationship off, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, it's pressure as well. This all mounted up back in the early 90s, to be honest with you, when the country had money and everyone went all out on these extravagant weddings. I mean...
But weddings are always expensive. I mean, when did I get married? Jesus Christ. 1991, 2, 3, anyway. I think it was 16 grand.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was right.
Was it one of the cats?
I got it back. Colin.
How are you doing?
How you doing, Colin? You were at a wedding.
I was.
Yeah, it sounded like a good wedding, to be honest with you.
It was a very good wedding. A very, very good wedding.
All right. And the cost of this wedding was how much?
Wouldn't have stopped at 4 million.
4 million euro? Dollars?
Euro.
4 million euro for a wedding. It's criminal. Does that not make you sick that somebody would spend 4 million on a wedding?
I enjoyed it.
Well, I'm sure you did, yeah. Was there free drink?
There was.
And what was... What, I mean, how did it cost 4 million? Where was it?
It was down in the Dare Manor.
Right.
in Limerick. There was Everton. Everton basically was free.
So the accommodation was free. The overnight stay was free. Everything was paid for.
Yes, food was free. The drink was free.
Who was the band? The Rolling Stones?
Well, it was. I don't know whether they want to be named or not, but it would have been there was a few bands. One of them would have been a former singer of Boyzone.
Right. Okay.
Another one would have been Derek Ryan was playing Exclusive, the Irish wedding band. They were at it. I think there was a young crowd called the Clancy Brothers. They were playing at it.
So they were all kind of big money artists.
They were, yeah.
Right. Not that I'd walk across the street to see a former Boyzone singer singing, but however. But they were obviously that's what they liked, and obviously the meal was to die for, was it?
The meal was very, very nice, yeah. Very, very nice.
Nouveau cuisine or something like that. Really fancy stuff.
Yeah. It was, I think it was maybe a 6 or 7 course meal.
Mm.
I think it was all petite food. Like, it was very, 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 very nice. Extremely nice. Like, it was a brilliant wedding. Absolutely brilliant wedding.
And do you think, leaving aside the 4 million wedding, because obviously the couple that got married, they clearly had the money, because you don't spend 4 million or anywhere close to it, and that's obviously a guess from your point of view on a wedding if you don't have that kind of money. But is it worth it when you spend, you hear of couples spending 30 or 40 grand on a wedding for one day? Is it worth it?
It depends on your point of view. Like, I know the cost of my own wedding now, and I'd do it again. If I had the money, I'd do it again tomorrow.
Would you?
Yes, absolutely.
And was it not stressful?
The build-up is very stressful, but for myself and my wife now, we just let the day run. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of people run around and go, you know, oh, this has to be right, and then panic over if something's wrong, or one of the flowers is broken or something like that, you know, and we just let it run. Like, whatever's going to happen is going
to
happen. Like,
yeah, you kind of have to think like that. Let it be. Just if something goes wrong, it goes wrong. So that's the end of it. There's nothing you can do about it. It's done.
Yeah, the way we looked at it was, if it goes wrong, at least it's a, what would you say, it's a wee notch, you know, that we can talk about.
And how much was your wedding?
My wedding would have been, I'd say, it would have been in around maybe 30,000.
Right, okay. And you do it again tomorrow. And would you not think that... I'm assuming, Colin, you're not a millionaire.
How do you know?
Okay, so...
No, I'm not
psychic either. But I just assume you're not. But so why would you want to spend another 30 grand if you could do it all again tomorrow? I mean, with that 30 grand, it could go a deposit for a house. You could have, you know, 6 beautiful holidays. You know what I mean? You could have so much with that 30,000.
But you wouldn't have that day to remember.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, but you could have another day to remember that wouldn't cost you 30 grand. You could go to a beautiful Caribbean island, get married on a beach.
You could go to a pub and get drunk, and, you know, a day not to remember to remember.
Mm.
It was shared with all our family and friends, all of them, like, were there.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not too often that you do get the whole family, extended family, cousins and all that, all together at the same time, both sides, to, you know, it's either a wedding or a funeral. Would you spend 40 grand on your funeral?
No, cheap as chips. What's the point?
All your family and friends are going to be there. So why not spend it on your wedding?
Right, maybe I should start planning the funeral now, so.
Well, you start saving for it.
Well, say that because Christine, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Christine?
I am grand, thank you.
Good. 4 million on a wedding, Christine.
No way.
Yeah. That's
no way.
He went to a wedding that cost 4 million.
I wouldn't go.
Would you not?
No, I wouldn't go.
Why wouldn't you go?
Because it'd be like what you'd wear.
Huh?
You couldn't go cheap, wearing cheap clothes, could you?
No, you might look like a pauper.
Exactly.
No, the family that got married now are extremely down to earth. Extremely down to earth.
They're down to earth. They spend 4 million roughly on a wedding. They're not that down to earth.
They haven't pulled that down to earth.
They have that to spend. That's their money that they earn. They don't expect us to live up to their standards. Like, they know we're not millionaires.
Where do they go? Somebody wants to know, where do they go on their honeymoon? The moon?
I don't know.
All right, so, okay, but Christine, you got married in Wales.
I did.
Okay, and was it worth it?
It was, but when it cost us 18,000.
Right.
But they got the name wrong as you walked in the door.
Oh, right, that wasn't good.
No, and it was a well-known hotel branch.
Right. So they announced you, Mr. and Mrs. whatever it was, coming in the door. And
yeah.
And he got the name wrong.
Completely wrong.
That's a bad start, isn't it?
Yes. The food was wrong.
Right.
What people ordered, we didn't have.
Okay.
So everything was a cock-up right from the word go.
Right. And were you stressed?
Yes.
Right. So the day was stressful for you. It wasn't fun.
Right from the word go, with kids, flower girls, everything.
And what about the band or DJ? Were they any good?
Yeah, the band was good. Right, okay. It was friends of ours, so it was
right.
Fine.
Right, okay. And that's and could you, when you got to that point at 10, 11 o'clock when the band were playing and people were dancing, did you start to relax then?
No, the only time I relaxed actually was because my family are Irish, was right at the very end when they were sat in the foyer and then all the Irish singing came along.
So when everybody, in other words, when everything was
when
over.
When all the old fogies went home.
The old fogies. I've heard that word used in years. So yeah. When all the old fogies went home.
Yeah.
By the way, I had a conversation as well with my partner the other day, and I was telling her about a very an Irish tradition where when you come out of the church, you throw, it's an old Irish tradition, but it's not done very much anymore, you throw money in the air. Coins. Did you ever hear that?
No, never.
Colin, did you ever hear that?
No, you take the head of somebody.
See, I don't think both of you were, well, I know, Christine, your family are from Irish, but obviously you spent a lot of time in the UK. But it was an Irish thing back, probably the 50s, 60s and 70s more so. It probably dwindled out in the 80s. But the best man would have a bag of he would go to the bank and get, you know, the tubes of coins.
Yeah.
And he would bring a few, put them in a bag, and then put his hand in the bag. And when the bride and groom come out of the church and everybody started throwing the rice, he'd throw this money. And the kids used to be every kid in the estate used to go to every wedding. Standing outside waiting for what we used to call, and I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to send me in by text or WhatsApp what it was called, because I was telling my partner and she'd never heard this word before. And I'm
never
seeing,
heard of it.
Yeah, but people are texting it in right now what it was called. And it was,
what was it?
I'm not going to tell you yet.
Did they throw the tube or did they open it first?
Oh, no.
Lucky
they split somebody open if they threw the tube. No, they'd open it. Oh, they just throw the loose coins in the air. And every kid would dive on them. It was, well, it's very well. I'm surprised neither of you have actually heard of that.
No,
too young, I think.
Yeah, you are all too young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. You know, I don't know about you, Colin or Christine, but you're not that much younger than me.
I think I am.
Are you?
Yeah, 10 years.
Well, okay.
Not more.
That's not much.
It is.
Right, okay, so your wedding was a bit of a disaster anyway, Christine.
Yeah.
Right, okay, Colin had a great wedding. He'd do it again tomorrow.
I'd do it again, but I think I'd do it in the Caribbean.
Good idea.
You see, you're paying for other people to basically come and have a party, and it's a very expensive party.
Mm-hmm.
But you get gifts, like, you know, that generally the gifts pay for themselves.
And you've got relatives you've never heard of.
Yeah, buying you irons and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you've already got a house, if you've lived with somebody, why would you want another iron?
Yeah, because somebody, by the way, mentioned nowadays, because, Colin, you're right in relation to the gifts. Somebody texted in and said the fact that nowadays the going rate is 100 quid or 150 for a couple, right? For a wedding present. So you give money now, right? That it actually pays for the wedding.
Yes.
Hmm. I don't think it does. But okay, maybe it does. I don't know, maybe it doesn't. Cart, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Cart?
I'm good, how are you, Les?
Cart, have you ever heard of a grushy cart?
No, not really. I have heard of the tradition, but I haven't heard of the name before.
Okay, so where are you from again, Cart? What country are you from again?
Estonia.
Okay, and what in Estonia, are weddings very different to the way they are in Ireland?
No, very similar, actually. There's the coin throwing tradition there as well. I don't know what it's called there either.
Okay, and our wedding's pretty much the same. Bride gets dressed up in a white dress.
Yeah, pretty much the same.
All right, okay. Okay, so Kurt, is it worth it?
I think that it depends on a person, and I don't say anybody else can't do it or anybody else can't spend their money, but I would never in my life spend 30 grand on a wedding.
A day?
no way. I'd rather go off to registry office or Vegas, baby.
Well, yeah, Vegas sounds like a good idea.
Just have a holiday, say, take 2 weeks off work or something like that and just chill out.
So, but as a young girl, as you were growing up, like Aisling mentioned earlier on, did you not think to yourself, I'd like the fairy tale wedding, I want the big dress and I want to walk down the
aisle? Yeah, sure, of course, when you're looking at the movies and things like that, you're thinking, oh, it's so beautiful, you know, the white dress, but you can still put the white dress on if you go on.
Right, okay.
If you want to, like, but mm-hmm. yeah, no, it's it's just like when people are having the wedding where they are inviting like 200 people and then they invite, you know, neighbors, cousin twice removed, and
people you don't even know,
their cousin's cat and something like that, then come on.
Yes, people you don't know, people you don't even like. There's always a row over who gets invited.
Yeah.
Yeah, stay there. Ariana.
Yes.
You're an ethical celebrant.
That's right.
And yes. What is an ethical celebrant?
An ethical celebrant, essentially, we're trained by the IIOC, which is the Irish Institute of Celebrants. So we basically perform ceremonies for people at weddings.
Well, like a humanist ceremony, is it?
Well, that's often where a lot of confusion lies. Humanism is another order, an organization in itself. And
right.
There's about 25 humanists in the country who are solemnizers, so they can solemnize weddings just like the clergy can.
Right.
But basically, celebrants. So a lot of people now get married in the registry office, and they have their lunch with their family and their friends, and then they have their big ceremony elsewhere in a hotel or a castle. So what we do as celebrants is we can go and perform those ceremonies for the couple.
I was at one recently. It might have been you. I don't know. But but what they did was, instead of the candles, which they would do in a church, you know, they both light a candle.
Yeah.
The church. What
yeah.
they did was they had, it was a lovely idea actually, they had two glasses of sand.
Yeah.
And they had a bowl or something in the middle, and they both poured the two different coloured sands in together.
Yeah.
And I thought that was lovely.
There's so many different enhancements. Like, if my website is Celtic Celebrant, so I kind of try to tap into a lot of the American people that come over. There's 27,000 weddings that take place in the country every year. 22,000 are registered in Ireland, and then about 5,000 are people who come in from overseas to have a traditional kind of Irish wedding.
You never think of that, actually. I never think of Americans coming to Ireland to get married, but just like we'd go to America to get married, I suppose.
Well,
yeah.
This is it. Or people maybe in Australia, Irish people who maybe have citizens in Australia, and so they have their wedding out there, but they want to come home and have the ceremony here with all their friends and family and things like that. So so there's a big business for celebrants who don't necessarily need to solemnize the wedding on the day. But what I was saying to Aisling is that there's a new trend now where a lot of people are having baby naming ceremonies as well, but they're turning them into surprise weddings. So essentially what they're doing is they're getting all of their friends and family gathered together in a venue, and then they're going, surprise, we're getting married.
Oh,
the baby.
Right.
Because basically what a lot of hotels obviously do is they put a premium up as soon as you mention the word wedding, whereas if you're just having an event.
A day out, yes. They won't put the premium on, of course.
Exactly.
And by the way, guys, I don't have a huge amount of time, but are you busier now than you were, say, I don't know, how long are you doing this, by the way?
I basically just this year, really. So
okay, guys. So I imagine these kind of ethical weddings, humanist celebrations, all these type of different celebrations rather than the standard church celebration have become more popular, because looking at statistics, 1 in 4 weddings are not in a church now.
Yeah, exactly. So like I said, about 10,000 weddings a year take place through the clergy in Ireland, and the rest, so that's 12,000 weddings, are either done by humanists or by spiritualists or by ethical celebrants, which is what I'd be part of. So, like,
or just in a registry office.
Or just in a registry office, yeah, or like having a registrar.
That seems a bit dull, but doesn't it? Yeah.
But like you say, like I do lots of different enhancements. So I do a lot of hand fasting ceremonies, which is really popular, which is basically one of the oldest wedding traditions in Ireland.
I know, you put two hands together and tie a scarf or something around them,
exactly,
or whatever.
Yeah, and it's where you get the term tying a knot from. So that's,
oh,
that's
right,
that.
Okay, very good. Yeah. Never thought of that. There you go.
Yeah, there you go. That's actually derived from Irish pagan kind of traditions. And then there's things like the sand ceremonies. But what also is really popular now in Ireland, speaking about whether or not is it worth it, is that a lot of people are doing vow renewals, and they're for people who've been married 30, 40, 50 years, and they want to have the wedding that maybe they didn't get to have when they married. So maybe they didn't have enough money, or their family were very, very religious and you know, made sure that they had everything in a certain way. So a lot of people now, and a lot of my
are kind of redoing it again, a revisit.
They're redoing it again.
Well, look, I've run out of time, Ariana. If somebody wanted to get an ethical celebrant or that type of wedding, how would they go about it?
So, well, my website is CelticCelebrant.ie, so you can go on there and have a look. But, yeah, the IIOC is the Irish Institute of Celebrants, and, but get in touch with me, and I have loads of people that can do it all around the country. So.
All right, well, listen, thank you very much indeed. Ariana, you can get her on CelticCelebrants.ie if you're thinking of something different for your wedding. It sounds lovely, a lovely idea, to be honest, which isn't it? All a bit different.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.